Hey everybody, welcome to Pillowfort Pub episode 4, I think. Right?
Yep. Yeah, 4.
So, I'm Anime Flux, as always, and this is His Act.
His Act here, hello.
And our special guest today, Cyber Unique. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, hello, I'm here. Why everybody's quiet?
This shit happens every fucking time.
Should I supposed to say something else?
No, it's okay.
You told me to do the roll in, and I'm like, okay, I did my job. Hizzy,
I know.
Your turn.
I get really nervous. I don't know why. Okay, all right. So, Cyber's here. He's been a friend of mine for some years now. And recently he's decided to start up another pay site. Good God, how many do you have in total now? Not, like, including this one, how many does that make? Cyber.
Three?
That's it?
Yeah.
So, wait, are there three?
Yeah, I shut one down because it didn't make any sense. The One Piece something.
Right.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense, so we have to shut that one down.
Weren't you doing a fairy thing, maybe? Was that you?
Yeah, Fairy Tail Hero and Naruto Bomb and Hentai Teeny. So that's three, and this one I'm open right now would be 4.
Damn.
Oh my God. So this...
Yes.
This newest one, not going to have any fan art at all, as far as I know.
No fan art. That's all me. Yeah. All
right.
That's
so
awesome, though.
You're
going to have a dedicated original character platform.
Yes. As far as Naruto Bomb and... Hentai TNA and Fairy Tail, I will have artists to fill my spot on there for me while I focus on the new site.
Awesome.
Oh, so you're like hiring them to basically cover your workload on those sites?
Yes, and I will, update once a while there, but mainly I would have other artists fill my spot.
Okay. So on the new one, that's gonna be exclusively just you, like nobody else drawing stuff.
No, just me. If anyone else on there would be like fine art or something, fine art of my characters on there.
Okay,
but it's gonna be just me on there.
Cool.
All my energy, soul, gonna be in there. Fit, and that's it.
So,
cool. You want to tell us a little bit about it? Like,
yeah.
Tell us about the story.
Well, it's... Shish. Where to start? Alright, it's basically a fantasy world. I have a character that I designed a while back from 2011, I believe, Alice, and she's the, I don't want to say Demon King, but she's like, very evil, and she take over planets, and, this one planet she take over called Vagrin, and Vagrin is built up of different race on there. So she basically dominate the entire planet, and you have, you know, certain groups rebel against her, and they escape from that, escape from Vagrin, end up on Earth. Alice find out about Earth and want to take that over, so they fight against her to stop her.
Dude, that's way cooler than I thought. Like,
sounds
I only knew
good.
A little
what?
Bit.
What?
That's cool as fuck.
Now, it's more to it, just I am trying to cut it down so I
yeah.
don't sound retarded explaining it.
Yeah,
I just didn't know it had anything to do with Earth. I thought it was, like, just the other planet. That's super cool.
Nah, man, no. So they come to Earth big, so Alice send a bunch of mini-bosses to Earth, trying to take it over, and the the guys that escape from Vagrin to Earth team up with humans to fight against the demons from Vagrin.
Is that where the virus chicks are? Those like mini
virus are just the, you know, like them common soldiers. You know, like say for example, when Ali's trying to take over a certain village or a certain planet, she would send like an army of virus to go over there and just annihilate everything.
Oh, cool.
Know, instead of she do her dirty work. She just have these big overgrown females with, you know, monstrous penis and shit to take over.
So yeah, so, I was actually hoping you'd touch on some of this. So there's lots of like action and fantasy and stuff, but since it's a pay site, I'm assuming it's gonna be hentai centric.
Yes. Okay. How it is right now, the story itself is 80% story and 20% sex.
Okay.
As far as the pinup goes, all sex all day.
Okay, cool.
Shit load of sex. But as far as the story goes, you just mainly focus on the comics, it mainly focus on story. So you will have sex in there, but not so much. Just mainly on the story.
So from what I've seen, I saw a little sneak preview of what you've been working on the site. Now you mentioned comics, you mentioned pinups, and am I correct in assuming there's a little bit of animation in there as well?
I will be doing animation, but it's not focused on animation.
Okay.
But like, for example, if there's a special scene or a special event that come up in the comic, or a sex scene, I will or might do animation for that.
Sweet.
But I am not basing the site on animation, because animation is a bitch.
Yes, yes it is.
Take forever. You will run into the wall when you do an animation. So, yes.
Where'd you learn to animate?
Sheesh. Let's see, a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's all self-taught.
Yes, a lot of YouTube, a lot of Disney videos I've been watching. A lot of Disney.
That's damn impressive, dude.
Think of the children. Think of the children.
Children, what? Yeah, so I'm on there forever and keep practicing and learn about in-betweens, learn about a lot of stuff about animation.
Yeah, man, it's all about keyframes and tweens.
So. Yeah, all about timing, space, in between. Yep. All that nonsense.
So, and then, go ahead. I'm very envious because, like, I had to go to school for animation, and I think I would have done better doing what you did as far as just teaching yourself and doing YouTube and stuff. Because
I mean, you can't really say that, because YouTube, if it wasn't for YouTube, a lot of guys right now wouldn't be making money or wouldn't take the opportunity to learn more stuff.
I mean, that.
So when you was, when you was going to school, maybe YouTube wasn't as popular then.
Oh, sir, YouTube did not exist when I went to school for this.
Exactly. So you can't really say, you know, you can't really feel anyway, you know, because like right now, a lot of people instead of going to school, they just go to YouTube and or Google.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Google University. Nobody.
Yeah.
So anything you want to learn, you just go to Google or YouTube or this other site. I forgot the name of it. Start with the L. You just go there and just learn whatever you want online.
Yeah, it's incredible how technology has advanced to the point it is now. And I mean, like, a lot of us artists, we kind of take the tech for granted, because now we have Picardo and Twitch, and we have all these different ways of streaming what we do in real time, so anybody can just come in and watch what we're doing, ask questions, and, you know, essentially pick up on techniques and stuff right there for free. And I think that's freaking awesome. Like, if I had those tools at my disposal back, like, What the fuck year is this? 2017? If I had those 17 years ago, I would never have paid for college. I would have never gone for a degree, because I could have learned the same damn thing just, you know, doing what we do now. But, you know, hindsight is 2020. Blah, blah, blah. So,
Yeah,
let that be a lesson for you kids out there. You don't need college to do this stuff. Seriously.
Well, to me, honestly, college is for people who don't really know what they want to do in life.
Sure.
That's one reason. That's just one reason. Other reasons, you know, obviously you have to have a degree for a company to take you serious, to make sure, to know that you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, to be honest, or all my friends I talk to, they go to college because they don't know what the hell they want to do. And, you know, society teach people like, hey, finish school, finish high school, go to college, get a degree, get a job. But nowadays, a lot of friends I know have bachelors and they're sitting down not doing jack, flipping burgers and shit.
Yep.
Don't have a job because the college don't really teach you or give you experience, because when you go to these jobs, how much experience do you have when you graduate college? What the hell are you talking about experience? I just finished school.
Right, right. Exactly.
The hell I'm gonna get experience from? Yes, and that's how a lot of these guys get royal fuck.
Oh god. Yep. Damn it.
Yes.
That's fucked.
I know, it's kind of suck. Yeah, unless you know somebody. If you know people, it's easy for you to get in. You know, it's all who you know, networking. It's all about networking most of the time.
That's
or
very
if you
true.
Intern, and when you intern, you have to really rub elbows for them to like, yeah, so I really like you. We're going to take you in.
Yep.
You know,
no, that's,
other than that, you're screwed.
That's another, it's another good reason for artists to get out there and do their thing on social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr. Or any of those kind of things.
Well, why you say that? You don't really like
them. I don't. I mean,
fuck Tumblr.
Hey, she said it.
What's going on? Is something I'm missing?
Tumblr's just kind of. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole right now. But
okay.
But definitely, you know, with social media, like there's so many ways to, as you said, kind of rub elbows with people now, especially people who are already in the field that you're interested in, whether it's animation or just art in general, voice acting, any of that kind of stuff. Actually, a buddy of mine who is a writer keeps managing to rub elbows with directors and stuff out there. And like he introduced himself to a couple composers that do really, you know, big stuff. Like one of them's Murray Gold, who does all the composing for the Doctor Who series.
Oh, and yeah, I knew that's who you were talking about.
Yeah, and like he became friends with them just being kind of, you know, online pen pals, sort of. And we ended up meeting up with him up in New York City and hung out at his penthouse in Manhattan. It was freaking crazy.
Penthouse? And how you feel coming back home, back in your house.
Yeah, yeah.
You like a penthouse.
Like, yeah. This goddamn it, door not opening and shit.
Yeah.
Place is small and shit. Yeah, you don't feel like, damn, yeah. What the hell am I doing in my
life? Oh my god,
life?
That's how I felt after I hung out with Mike Andy. They took me to their apartment and I was like, full windows? You could like have sex on these in the sky rise so like people can watch. And it was like all modern and lofty and I was like, fuck.
Oh man.
Oh man, it was so nice. Yeah, maybe someday.
Yeah, the biggest thing though, I always say, what separates smart people are people who go to college and people who don't go to college,
mm-hmm.
and just finish high school or even don't finish high school.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is ambition. That's the key.
Ambition.
If you
yeah.
have ambition, you can get anything in life. As in, you will go out there, rub elbows. We need to rub elbows with. To get where you need to be. So the key thing is ambition.
I mean, perfect example, and I know I bring these guys up a lot, but Game Grumps. Aaron Hansen, also known as Ego Raptor, he never finished high school. And look at him now. Like, he is doing tons of stuff. Not only is he doing Game Grumps, he's doing side projects. He's got a band that he does with Danny called Starbomb. They're in the middle of filming live-action stuff on YouTube Red. And
oh,
he still does animation. Like, it's insane how much he's involved.
It's all about ambition.
Yes.
It's all about ambition, man. Because if you don't have ambition, you can finish college all you want. And you could be smart, catch on to, you know, photographic memory, catch on to whatever you want to catch on to be, you know, finish school, and then you just go home and just not do anything.
Yep.
You don't have the energy to go out there and whatnot. So it's all about ambition.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my key in life. Ambition. Go learn it. Go get it somewhere. Just have ambition.
Anyways, as far as your story, I feel like we should just get back to that a little bit.
Sure.
Since
okay.
I want to use this podcast for you to like get your, you know, get hyped about your site, which looks amazing, by the way. Oh my god.
And by the time this podcast comes out, that site will be live, right?
Better be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
It will be. It's done right now. We're just, you know, waiting for some touch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've got a question here. Who's your favorite character in your story?
Elise and Cassidy.
Elise. I knew it was going to be Elise. Which one's Cassidy? Blonde one?
The dark elf.
She's cool.
The main commander for Elise.
She's cool. Because, so you lean
yeah,
evil
we
then.
Have, yeah, we yeah, the evil side. We have actually Yvaine also I like. She's one of the main heroes for the story. But how the dialogues are for the comic, I think people would like Cassidy and Elise more because they're just cool.
So you think that your fan base will like Elise and Cassidy? Because that was the next question.
And Sophia too. Shush. I don't know who they're gonna like. Either Sophia, Yvaine, Elise, or Cassidy. One of those four is people gonna like.
Nice.
But if I was gonna pick, it would be Cassidy.
I really like Cassidy too. Pick. But I think I'm biased because Elise is your oldest character, and I've recognized her for so many years.
Yes, yes, yes. But I think Cassidy, I don't know. Maybe for chapter one, people would like Cassidy more. And then after chapter three, Sophia. Because chapter three, this is where Banks and Sophia are really get into the story for them. Really character building those guys.
Man, that's awesome. Every time we talk, I want to work on my freaking comic.
Working on original characters is so freaking fun, man.
Like, it is.
It is fun and hard at the same time. Yeah. Because you have so many ideas you want, but it can't work.
Yeah.
For what?
And you only have so much time. Like, I have so many things on my list of things I want to do. You can't even count them.
You have to find that perfect balance, if such a thing exists, between, you know, doing fan stuff, you know, fan service and whatnot for... you know, for the site members and whatever else you've got your hands in, and then, you know, doing your own characters at the same time, like making yourself happy at the same time as, you know, trying to make everybody else happy too. So
yeah I haven't found that
it
balance.
Is hard.
Yeah,
we have to talk to you, Anime Flux, to find out how you do that, because that shit is hard,
dude. I'll tell you what, I got really lucky. It's literally luck. Because, like, I started drawing Nalika and all these other bajillion characters that I had a couple years ago, and I never expected anything to happen with it. I was just like, oh, I'm gonna draw some pinups of some cute monster girls, and I'm gonna do image packets of these and see what happens, you know, because everything else I've been doing, it's been okay, but I need to figure something else out. I at that point in time, I was starting to really take art seriously and be like, this is what I want to do. So I need to find a way to make this work and find a way to get people interested. And then I did that first image packet, and that was the first time I ever drew Nalika, and they liked it. I don't exactly know why, but they kind of latched onto her and a couple other characters, and I was like, oh, all right. Well, let me try this some more. And I drew a couple more characters and started incorporating actual storyline stuff, and yeah. I literally just got lucky, and
God damn,
I'm really, so lucky. Really so freaking thankful that I have fans that like this stuff, you know.
I feel like
have to love the fans.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to shove my OCs down people's fucking throats, and only a very few amount of people even know who they are or care to see them more. Like the other day, I posted on my site. I want to post more of my characters, Lux and Zoe. A couple people were like, yeah.
I think you're underestimating your characters.
The thing is, how it works, you have to... It's like brainwashing. You know, you just have to keep putting them out until after a while, when people are tired of seeing it, they're like, all right, I give up. What this character is about. And then after a while, I'm like, holy shit, she's awesome. I want more. And that's how it works, just like the music industry nowadays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You hear a song on the radio, and you're like, what the hell is this? I don't want to hear this shit. And then after 2 weeks of playing it, that's all you're walking around singing the song. Like, yo, why am I singing this retarded song? Next thing you know, you like the song. Next thing you know, you buy the album. Next thing you know, you wear the man shirt. Like, you don't know what the hell is going on.
You need to draw the hentai equivalent of Justin Bieber. And that will be
exactly.
It. Oh my god, don't even get me started. Holy shit. There was actually a Bieber song that I really liked. And I didn't even know it was Bieber at first. I was like, I like this song. And then I saw it was Bieber and I'm like, oh fuck, now I'm embarrassed.
That's how it works.
Yeah. No, I think you're underestimating your characters. I mean, especially you've got Zoe and Lux, who I know you've been drawing for at least 2 or 3 years, if not longer.
I made them in 2012.
Wow, really? So 5 years. Okay. And then you've got your, I don't want to call it a persona character, but your Hizzy
character.
It's
not even really a persona anymore. It started as one, but now it's just not.
Sort of a parody parody character at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Who you've drawn, that you started doing her, like, she's more recent, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's like 2 or 3 years old, maybe.
Yeah. And I know you've got more than them, but those are your three most popular ones, I think. But I think you've gotten a lot of, you know, groundswell, so to speak, with those characters. I think everybody kind of recognizes them at this point.
I hope so. Oh, jeez.
Especially Lux. I don't know why she's the one. I mean, it's blue skin, duh. But, like, she really stands out to me for some reason.
I feel like I draw her more than Zoe, and I don't know why either, because I love them both.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I just default to her for some reason.
Well, they're not sisters, right? They're just, they were just born or created at the same time?
Well, they're androids who, they're not related by blood, but I just call them sisters because they were both created at the same time by the same person for the same purpose.
Okay.
So it's just easier to say sisters.
So you're going to need to create, if you don't already, you need to create a world, a story just for those guys.
I do have it all. I have it all in scripts and shit. I just haven't drawn it.
And brand the shit out of them. Yeah, keep, because, you know, if you want people to fall in love, you need a story behind them. You need to get them involved in your character.
Yep.
Because just doing pinups here and there, yes, people are going to, yeah, it's nice. But if you want people to be thirsty for your characters, you have to have something more than visual, like, you know, the story, you know, they get attached to your character.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
That's why I do those goofy little mini stories every month. Because I'm just like, well, if I put out a little, you know, little teasy story bits every month about these characters, which most of it is just bullshit that I make up on the spot, but I'm like, well, this has to have some kind of continuity, so I make those up and put them out, and it seems to do the trick. It seems to do what Cyber's talking about.
God, so I should at least do that. Like, if I can't find the time to sit down and draw out their entire comic, I should at least do a little mini story to go with the pinups that I draw of them, like that one I just finished today. Maybe I could whip up a little,
oh hell yeah, the thing with Zoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you've already got double versions. So, like, what I do, and you don't have to do the same thing, but what I do is I do one version and I have part one of the story. And then I do another version and I do part two. Now, I usually only do two stories per release, but I do alternate versions out the ass just because people love versions for whatever reason. So, I mean, I know the picture that you just got done doing of Zoe has two versions already. So, you know, if you wanted to try something like that, go for it. I know Renezuo has been doing kind of that idea lately, too, with his stuff to try and push his lore and stuff. So, I mean, I think comics are ideal, but they take so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cyber's really fast. Cyber, whatever. You are the fastest artist I've ever known, dude.
I don't know about that, bro, but all right, thank you, though.
You are really, really fast.
Well, thanks.
I'm jealous.
I try to be.
So, yeah. Cyber, I'm going to ask you this, because you do animation. How long does a typical animation take you?
What do you mean by typical?
Like, let's say from sketch until completion.
Yeah, but what are they doing, though?
Well, I don't know. Let's say like a typical.
It's like a loop.
Yeah,
like
a loop. Yeah, just a loop.
Like what you saw on my site right now. I'm not sure if you look on my site. You see that animation thing going on?
Right.
It took me a day.
I hate you.
Come on.
That would have taken me so much longer than a day.
Okay. All right, let me take it back. All right, check it out. So I started around 4, finished the line work around 9 o'clock, go to sleep, next day, wake up around 12, and finish around, I don't know, sometime in the evening.
Okay. Still, I mean, that's
it's not that bad.
That is impressive.
That is impressive, hell yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the amount of detail you put into it, like, it's obviously not like a shitty, you know, stick figure animation or something like that. Like, you can see things bouncing around. There's impact. There's, you know, like, it shows that you put a lot of thought into all the different components. So that's what, when you say a day, I'm like, oh, fuck me. So, yeah. Well done indeed.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Maybe we should move on to the basic topic. We like to have a topic every time we do one of these podcasts where we just we all discuss one specific thing that we get asked a lot, or that's just something that you would talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the things we get asked all the freaking time, and I figured since this is such a common thing that we get asked, we might as well make it the topic. What does your family and, you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, their family, you know, anybody in your life who you care about, how do they feel about what you do for a living, which is draw hentai? So how does your guys' family feel about that, Flux? You go first.
Me? Oh. Well, my family, like, everybody does ask me, they're like, oh, does your parents know? I'm like, yeah, of course they know. I'm a grown-ass man.
Seriously.
Like, even if... I don't know. I can't imagine hiding that from them. And, like, what are they going to say? You know, I don't live at home. I don't even live in the same state. So, it's even if they got mad, how would that affect me?
You're grounded.
So, yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh, Mom. Gee whiz.
How about this? How about the first time they find out that you joined titties and ass?
Hey, that's a good one.
I flat out told them.
How do you explain to your mom? Mom, I'm just drawing titties right now. Just practicing. Don't worry about it. You know, this is just a phase.
So the first time that my parents... I had to be my mom. The first time
Did she walk into the door?
No.
And start worrying after that?
No. Like, okay. I was working on stuff for college. And we had life drawing classes in college, and, you know, they have nude models come in and do their thing, and we have to draw them super fast. That's just how it goes. So, you know, I told my mom the first day it happened. I was like, yeah, we had nude models come in and blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, that makes sense. I mean, you do have to understand anatomy in order to draw a human body. I'm like, yeah, cool, glad we got that hashed out.
Did you tell her that you joined females with 12 inch dicks?
Well, that didn't happen until much later, but my parents both...
Did she know, even know right now, bro?
Yeah.
Did she know that you joined females with
12-inch? I don't know about that part, but she knows that I draw erotic artwork,
because in her head she probably think you're still doing live pictures, you know, for school or something.
No,
like that.
I
That's
mean,
why she's not flaming.
No. She knows what I do for a living. She knows that I run my own website and all that kind of stuff. Now, I haven't gone home, you know, I haven't sent her pictures on the internet or anything and been like, hey, look at this huge dick on this girl.
So what you're saying is, at Thanksgiving, when all the family moms love to talk about their son, love to talk about their daughters and whatnot, do she bring it up and say, hey, my son is doing blah, 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 blah? Does she do that?
No. What she brings...
She just disowned you,
right? The only thing that she brings up and the only thing that she tells the rest of the family or inquiring minds is that my son is an artist and he does well enough as an artist to support himself. Mm. And that's good enough for just about everybody.
Your mom's like super religious too, right?
Yeah, which is really...
Mm. She didn't throw the oil water on you, bro?
She's... Get out, like... Satan!
Okay, I'm just messing with you, man.
No, I know, it's fine. But yeah, like, my dad is just kind of like, don't ask, don't tell. He doesn't give a shit. Mm. He's like, yeah, whatever, do whatever. I don't care whatever makes you money, just do that. So that's that. But my mom, like, I'm a little bit closer to her than I am my dad, just because I always have been. But even she's just kind of like, you know, I don't exactly love what you do, but I'm not gonna tell you no. I have no right to do that. You're a grown man. So I'm like, aww. All right, cool. Glad we got that hashed out.
Okay.
What about your girlfriend? How does
my
she
girlfriend
feel?
Absolutely knows. I mean, she knew before we even started dating. So
nice. Yeah, let me ask a question. Would you put your girlfriend or your wife in front of your art?
In front of it?
Meaning that if you guys get married or you're really in love, and then she's like, you know what, Anime Flux? I really don't like what you'd be doing for a living. Maybe you need to stop, you know, and trying to put the relationship in the way, trying to use it as a clutch
right.
to make you stop joined so you can, you know, move on to a different career.
Right.
How would you do that?
I would not.
Well, me, I would just say, listen, you need to go find the next man. I'm done.
Yeah. And I made that clear on our first date. I was pretty basically like, this is what I do. I'm going to get this out of the way right now.
I'm a porn star.
Listen, babe.
Yeah, like
I draw titties.
I draw dicks.
You need to take it.
And if that's gonna be a problem, then we need to address it right now because I've worked too damn hard and come too damn far to not do this.
And don't get jealous if I'm drawing a girl that look better than you. Just don't get jealous.
I didn't say that.
I want to hear it.
She's fully supportive. She really likes what I do. She was over here yesterday and she was like, you know, I haven't seen your artwork in a while. What you been drawing? And so I was like, well, come on upstairs and I'll turn on the computer and show you. And I showed her all the stuff I've been doing for the past couple weeks and she's like, hell yeah. So, yay.
Next question. She have a coming you I'm just trying to get it
you're
away from
to fuck
me,
with
you
me
know? Next okay she ever come inside your room look what you're doing for on your drawing then after that she get all horny and then both of you go wild after that
I'm not gonna comment on that
come on dude
or check it out or you know no
let
know
me
what,
just
what,
put it this way things have started because of what I was drawing at the time and I have no regrets whatsoever.
Oh good.
Or you draw a position that she want to try out like holy shit that position looks so interesting that we need to go try that
again. No comment.
Not gonna comment.
So that means yes.
Anyway,
I know he's in there like drawing some position, you know, maybe we need to try this, you know, I'm just gonna draw this real quick.
You're like turning your head sideways. Like, I don't even know how that even works. All right. Yeah. Let's give it a shot. Give it the old college try.
What about you, Cyber? What about your family and girlfriend and stuff?
My mom, I don't think my mom does know that I do something with computers. She don't really know. She know that I draw. I don't even know. She know exactly what I do for a living. She just know that I'm on the computer and I make money off the computer.
Does she know you? I mean, she has to know you're. You can draw, right?
Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
But I have so much things because I do photography and I do videos.
Oh, that's
so
right. That's right.
In everybody's head, they're like, you know what? He take pictures. That's it.
All right.
Nobody even talk about titties and whatnot. So if we had a dinner table, it's like, she's like, Ricardo, you know, I love those pictures you took of me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or I love those pictures you did of that wedding. And we go from there.
Okay.
So my girlfriend, she know what I do for a living. And she's very religious. But she's okay with it. Our family, though, do not know what I do for a living. If they know, they will crucify me. But
wow.
Literally.
Are they really religious?
Yes.
Oh, geez, that sucks.
But I don't think it's going to be a problem because at the end of the day, it's not about them. It's whatever my girlfriend
thinks. Yeah, totally.
Because the last... Yeah, so...
So the same...
We're
going to cross
that bridge when it comes.
I have to ask you the same question then. If she asked you to stop, what would you
no.
say?
No. Yeah? Kick rocks.
Okay.
I tell her to kick rocks.
Kick rocks? What is
she
this?
Knows.
1960?
Kick rocks. Walk away.
Tell your story walking.
We'll find the next man. It's not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. But she knows that, though. I don't think she will dare try to because she know that you know, that's all I know is to art. So for her to really put herself in that way, she have to be really selfish and retarded. She's not going to do that.
Okay. Nice. Sounds like you have an understanding, so that's good.
Yes. Oh, that's it? No more questions?
How about you, Hizzy?
You know, I don't really know if my mom knows. I mean, I'm sure she knows. I've told her, hey, I draw porn, but I don't know if she's ever actually seen in my art, like, porn art.
Okay.
But, she was an artist. My dad was an artist. They both know that I'm an artist. My dad knows exactly what I do. Like, I think he even has a membership on my site.
Support my daughter real quick in blonde air.
It was so weird. One time a few years ago, he actually came into one of my art streams with the nickname Your Dad. And I was like,
wow!
I was like, Dad, you can't have that name in here. You can't. You just can't.
I just signed up for VIP access to your site.
That must be weird.
Oh, it was so fucking funny. I mean, it wasn't even weird. My dad is.
Was he doing
been...
this as fun? Just to mess with you?
Oh my god, is that Marley playing with a squeaky toy?
Marley. Yeah, I'm on the phone, bro. Keep me shit.
So cute.
All right. Go ahead.
He actually even commissioned me once to do a drawing for his band for a t-shirt that they were making, and it was like this sexy girl with fishnets and big boobs, and she was like dragging spit off of her tongue with like her finger, because their band's name was Wet Willy, so she was like spitting on her finger.
That's cool.
So it's really cool. Like, my dad knows, he loves it. He actually was saying, how do I get in on this business? Like, I want to draw some titties and asses.
You find a sound like a very cool dude.
Yeah. He is. He's awesome. I love my dad. He's amazing.
You two should start a family business.
Oh, yeah. Daddy-daughter porn company.
Oh, God.
Do you know how much people who sign up to that shit?
Oh,
like,
God.
Wow. Yeah. Like, they're actually real fathers and daughter. We're going to sign up. You know, that's what you're going
to
do.
Me and my dad have always had this very special relationship where we like to make really inappropriate jokes to make people as uncomfortable as possible, so I'm pretty sure he could come up with some hilarious shit about that.
Let's have him on the podcast at some point.
He's so... Yeah, we should. There was this one time we were at Buffalo Bill's. It's a restaurant in Hayward. And he made this disgusting gesture. It was something like... They brought him some ranch dressing or some mayonnaise or something for his french fries. And he, like, grabbed the bottle and, like, jerked it off and squeezed it onto the plate and was like, oh, yeah. Like, in public, in front of everyone. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, my family knows. They don't care. They all love it.
That's great.
Well, I don't know if they all love it, but I don't care if they don't. Or not, yeah. Because I'm still gonna do it. Same with my boyfriend. He knows what I do. He loves it. If he ever said to change what I do, which he never would, I would say probably no.
Yeah. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna change. I mean, so either you take it or leave it.
You two have been together now for forever. So yeah. I don't think at this point he's gonna ever be like, oh, you know what? I don't think this porn.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Fiamma is my girlfriend. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you guys have been together for a long time now.
Yeah. Four or five, something like that.
I feel like it's longer. Five at least.
Yeah, I feel like it too. Yeah, I wonder.
You better learn the number, because that's a girl. That's something a girl will get mad about.
I just...
It's girl math.
Try to get around it.
He's like, I'll get around to it. Whatever.
Yeah, when that bridge come, I'll be like trying to work my way around it.
Nice. All right, well, that was quick and painless. Should we move on to Q&A? I only have a couple here, actually.
Well, we could try and take our time with them. So.
All right.
We're making good time. We only have 20 minutes left, really. If that. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Q&A. I've only got two here. Flux, I don't know if you have any old decaying ones on your site or anything.
Decaying?
Yeah.
Let me excavate this question.
I have an entire thread with questions, but I feel like I've picked through all the good ones already.
I can see what I've got, but let's start with yours at least.
All right. In the meantime, let's do a question. Oh, shoot. I didn't. Okay, let's do one from Erotabot. He asked this on Twitter. It's not really relevant in any way. But he said, Can you use the toilet with your significant other in the bathroom? If so, please discuss techniques and etc.
Well, back up again. Wait, say that again. What?
If your girlfriend's over, can you use the bathroom with them in the bathroom?
Of course.
Like, just pee or poop or what?
If she's in a shower.
Sure.
And I need to use the bathroom. You know, she better hold her breath. Just walk right in. yeah, that's my answer.
You know what?
What about you guys?
I can pee, and I pee with the door open and everything, but when it comes to poop, I don't do that with the door open, and I don't go in, you know, if I have to poop and he's in the shower, I just go to another bathroom or whatever. I don't know.
Listen, for some reason, because a female, I know I'm going to get flamed for this, but because so much chemicals running around in females, when they fart or poop, it's like a freaking nuclear bomb. So I can understand that. One time I was driving with my ex-girlfriend. I was just driving normally, and I swear, all the windows start fogging up.
No, the smell hit
me so hard, I had to pull over. And was like, yo, what the hell?
She must have ate something. What the fuck? Mine doesn't smell that bad every time.
Anytime a female fart around me or whatever, for some reason... At that time, they probably eat something dead and freaking farted, and it just annihilate the place.
You know
so
what?
So that's my take on female taking farts.
There was this one time I was at this fabric store with my boyfriend's mom, and she was walking in front of me, and she let one rip, and you couldn't hear it at all, but I smelled
Silent
it,
one.
Dude. It was so stinky. That might have been the stinkiest fart I've ever smelled. And I didn't want to embarrass her, so I didn't say anything, but I was like, ugh.
I remember being in a store with my ex, and well, she wasn't my ex at the time, obviously, but we were just kind of looking around in whatever aisle, and then I'm like, what is that smell? And I look over, and she's like hauling ass out of the aisle while giggling. And I'm like, yeah. God damn it.
She know.
You just fucking crop dusted me.
Beer for your ass. Yes.
It's a hit
and
run.
Too much chemicals running around, man. I don't know what's going on, but when they fart, it's dangerous.
What about you, Flux? You've been pretty quiet on this one.
With the bathroom thing?
Yeah.
In previous relationships, we peed in the same room. But never pooed.
And there's something about poop. I don't know. I'm not ashamed of poop. It's just like
in with my current girlfriend. Like she's been in the shower and I've had to pee before, and neither of us actually cared about that. But again, I'm not gonna pop a squat while she's standing or sitting right there. I mean,
only if you have to go. As in, like you know. The poop can't wait, and you have to rush into the bathroom.
Yeah, if that happens, I think she would just be like, I'm going to leave the bathroom regardless of whatever I'm doing.
Even when she's covered with soap or suddy, she's just going to walk out. Suddy is like, you know what?
Probably yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
All right.
But dude, my boyfriend's his poops smell so bad. I might have to vacate as well.
Thanks for the question, Erotobot.
Now you know so much about us now.
Oh, yeah. Things you never wanted to know about us.
It's like, damn, I didn't expect all this.
All right, I've got one more. This one is from Jartistiek on Twitter.
Okay.
Would you trade 10% of your sex appeal, like your boobs or dick size, for 10% more income over your lifetime?
No.
There's no way. That number is way too low.
Yeah, 10% is way too fucking low for that. Like, I need every inch I can get. And,
pause. What?
I don't have the money that I would need to suffer a 10.
You know what this man just said? Every inch.
That's right.
Circle that.
Did
you catch on to that?
No, anyway.
Go ahead.
No, but like, if we're talking about like, I gotta have a smaller dick, Just for money?
Nah, bro.
It better be a lot of fucking money, man.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, unless you have that
A lot of money so I can go to the places. Go ahead.
Unless you have that amount of money already, it matters how big your dick is.
Yeah.
Like, if you have money, anyway. You could have any size dick and it wouldn't matter. But if you're poor...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say enough money so you can go to the plastic surgeon and add more on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just not a big enough number. Okay, so what would be the percentage that you'd give up that for?
We're talking lifetime.
Yeah, lifetime.
Like, oh, fuck me. See, that's the thing. I'm so goddamn poor. Like,
I would need at least 200%.
Right?
That sounds reasonable, actually. Yeah.
There you go.
And you're losing 200% of your sex appeal.
Whoa, wait a minute. So it's proportional?
Yeah, it's
like,
proportional.
Oh, God. Wait, after 100%, what happens? Like,
you have no life, bro.
My Rocky. Dick just goes inward. Like,
yo, imagine life. Yo, imagine life with no penis as a man.
No, I don't want to imagine such a world.
Exactly. No, I am sure. I'm sure if you ask, go ahead.
It would just be like the size of your dick. So you would just have like a thumb-sized dick,
man.
And like an ugly face, big fat body. You know, your sex appeal would be very bad.
No. But guys are different, though. Guys are different because. If you ask a guy, do you want to lose, which one you prefer, your arm or your penis or your leg? If you have to lose which one, if you have to lose a body part,
it's not going to be the penis.
It's not going to be the penis. You're going to lose your legs, your arm, what the
Yeah.
Like your thin eyeball.
Legs and both arms.
Exactly.
But
as
if
long
you lost
it
both
work,
legs, you could still do
you're
somewhere.
You still can hump, bro. You still can hump.
That's right.
All right. You had no arms and no legs. When you train.
Okay, you just stay. You ever seen a cartoon? What's a cartoon? You have no arms, no legs. I forgot the cartoon. You can just lay down and the girl do all the work. As long as you have
what
a penis,
the fuck?
It don't matter.
I'm sure there's. I'm positive there's porn out there of this.
Okay, so you'd rather be a quadriplegic or quadra. Whatever. Quadra. Capitation? I don't know. But you'd rather have no limbs at all and still have a penis. You would do that?
Okay, listen, I don't want to be in a position, but if for some reason a bomb go off and I lose everything and shit, I'm going to be like in the doctor, like in the hospital, like, yo, I'm praying to God my penis work. Like, if nothing doesn't work, please make my penis work.
Doctor's like, oh, in that case, boy, do I have good news for you, son.
Yeah. Because if that don't work, you're going to be so depressed. You're just going to kill yourself the moment.
You're just like, doctor, doctor, kill me.
If you have no arms and legs, you don't think you'd be so depressed and you'd kill yourself? I would. Fuck that.
Well, but you could rub one out one last time.
No,
well,
you
no, you
couldn't.
Can't.
You
fuck.
No arms.
You can just hump the ground.
Yo, that's what you have the partners for. They do everything for you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You got the nipples going on and you got the penis. What more you need? You know,
God damn it.
Oh my God.
You know, nothing else, man. I'm telling you. Your penis have to work. But as far as females, though, I don't know. You know, females, I guess,
female,
it's a different story.
Oh my God, I can't breathe, dude. I'm like...
It's got intense.
Oh, yeah. I think we've got time for one more. Flux, do you have any?
I have a simple one. It's nothing as hard-hitting as that one. But,
perfect.
Yeah. So we've got one from Lumi on Twitter. And basically, have you ever gotten commissioned or basically had to do any kind of artwork where the only reference you received was pixel art? Yes.
No, I don't think I have.
No.
I had to do a Starbound piece, which it was by the same people who did Terraria, if you know those games.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very pixely. They're very, like, sort of between 8 and 16-bit. So the picture that I got was literally just a jumble of pixels. And they're like, this is an alien girl with three eyes. Do a thing with her. And I was like, all right, here we go.
You're basically creating a character. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, it was the sort of the bare minimum of reference. But it turned out okay. The client liked it. So I was like, all right, cool. So
that's good.
You guys never had any kind of pixel art stuff?
No.
I don't think I would take a commission if that was the only reference.
Same
he gave
here.
Me.
I'd be like, yo, you're gonna need to go pencil sketch some shit, bro.
What if it was like something from like Super Nintendo or something, where like you can kind of tell what the character looks like.
Well, in that case, there's a lot of fan art out there already of stuff like that, like Stardew Valley. When I was doing that Stardew Valley picture, I just went on Google and like looked up fan art.
Yeah, I think that counts.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm not talking like Atari, where it's literally a dot or a square. You're like, oh, I want porn of...
When you say Starbound, I'm thinking someone's customized, created avatar that they made that you can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah, because if it's a company, 9 times out of 10, the company have cover art for the characters anyway. Mm-hmm. So you can just Google and find a character. But since it's an independent company...
Yeah, trust me, dude, I tried. I Googled the hell out of that, and there was no other art of it at the time. I was like, well, fuck me. There's not even Rule 34 yet.
So basically, you're creating a character. That's basically what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so. I guess I would, as long as they weren't like, oh, can you change this? Can you change that? Because then I'd get fucking mad.
Yeah, I mean, they gave me creative license with it, so it wasn't like, it has to be exactly this way, blah, blah, blah. Like, I sent them the sketch and everything. I was like, does this work for you? Because I got next to nothing to go off up here. And they were like, yeah, that's great. So, I mean, that worked out, but...
Oh, that's good.
I could see why it might be a pain in the butt if they're like, no, it has to be what's in my brain and not what's on the screen.
I don't read minds, bruh.
Yeah, a little difficult to do that. I'm trying to see it. I have like a bunch of questions, but I can't tell which ones we've already answered and which ones we haven't. So it's a little hard. I've been like searching this whole time and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I think we're good. I think we have a pretty good podcast. Lasted a long time.
Good on time. Yeah, yeah.
Covered a lot of stuff. Before we...
I mean, you can go ahead.
Before we stop, is there anything else you wanted to throw out there, Cyber, about your site?
Well, let's address something really, really important that we have not addressed. What is your site, Cyber?
Vagrin.com.
And how do you spell that?
V-A-Y-G-R-E-N.
There you go.
Vagrin.com. There you go.
We've been talking about this thing practically the whole podcast, and it occurred to me we never said what the website is. So,
yeah, whoops.
Go check it out, guys. As we said, we've all seen it. I mean, obviously Cyber's seen it because he made it, but we've all checked this out, and it's really badass looking. So, yeah, definitely go check it out.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being with us, Cyber. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for putting up with our weird meandering BS on this podcast.
I mean, I don't problem. I have no problem coming back.
Yeah, man.
We'll do it again for sure.
Talk about more crazy stuff.
More bathroom humor.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time on Pillowfort Pub.
Later.
Bye-bye.